Hey everyone, welcome back to the PlayApod podcast, where we talk about all the latest features in the PlayApod app. If you haven't downloaded the app, you can visit playapod.com/app to download to iOS or Android. Today, we are going to cover a big update for PlayApod version 1.3. Okay, let's get to all the features that we included in the 1.3 release. The first thing I want to talk about is favorite shows. The favorite shows, if you have a lot of shows, if you have over 100 shows, there's a lot of times where you want to pick what your favorites are and then bring those to the top of the list. And that's what we added. So now if you hold down on any show, you can then heart it. And then that show will appear at the top of the list. And it also creates a new favorite shows group that you can drill into, and you only see the episodes for the shows you've marked as favorite. People that subscribe to a lot of shows are going to love this feature. Next up is custom show settings. We had a lot of requests from our users to add the ability to override certain settings for certain shows. And it's something I've wanted to add for a while in the PlayApod. And give you an example, like someone told me that they listen to some shows at a certain play rate, but all the others they want normal. And if they're going to play an episode from a certain show, they want, you know, that custom play rate. So that's what custom show settings can do. And also you can change all your download settings. You can override them. Maybe you want to only download one episode for a certain show and you want to download five from another. Now you can do that. So we really wanted to think this one through because it could get kind of complicated to implement such a feature. And I think we did it the right way, where now we have app settings and we have show settings. And if you specify show settings, those take priority over the app settings. So what you end up with is you have a bunch of defaults for all of the shows. And then if you want to change certain settings for certain shows, you go into the show settings and it'll actually, in that view, the show settings view, it'll spell out which settings have been overwritten from the app settings. So that's how you need to think of settings now. If you specify a setting for a show, it goes with that one. If not, it falls back to the app settings. You'll see a tab at the bottom where you can toggle between app settings and show settings. The next thing we did was improve what I'm calling the action menus. And we came out with a show action menu and an episode action menu. On iOS, you can swipe left and then hit the more button, or you can long press, and that's what you do on Android. You just long press on a show or an episode, and then the action menu appears. Now, within the show list, the action menu allows you to share the show. It allows you to change show settings. It allows you to toggle the show favorites with the heart button. You can toggle, you know, if it's a favorite, you can turn it on and off. If there's show info, you can click through and read up on the show. You can refresh the show feed. You can mark all episodes as listened. You can delete all the downloads for show, and you can unsubscribe. So we put everything in a nice, neat little dialogue. Some of the buttons have images to make it easier. Some are, you know, text actions that appear in the list. The other thing we did is we put left and right arrows on the dialogue so that you can quickly go through the list. You don't have to go back out of the dialogue, long press on another show, and then edit. Once you're in the dialogue, you can just cycle right through. We think that's a quick way to apply custom actions and settings to your shows. Now, we did the same thing for the episode list. If you long press any episode, you're going to have a different pop-up. It's going to look very similar, but it's going to allow you to share the episode name. It'll allow you to change the show settings. You can toggle episode favorites. And of course, that puts your episode in and out of the favorites list that you can get to on the side menu. It allows you to view the show notes or the episode notes. You click the info button. You can mark episodes as new or listened. And yes, we added that. That's a new capability to be able to mark an episode as new. Sorry we missed that the first time around. because everyone let us know that they go in, they mark everything as listened, and then they want to go back and mark a few things as new. Well, now you can do that. That's in there. We also added clearing the episode progress. I don't know about you, but if you've ever fallen asleep listening to a show and then you wake up in the morning and it just went straight through your playlist and you just got full bars all the way down. So we added that. We added a way to clear the episode progress so you can start over. You can delete downloads. You can delete the download of each episode. And you can add, remove the episode from the playlist. And just like the show action menu, we have the left, right buttons on the side that lets you toggle the entire episode list and apply all those custom actions. We're really excited about the action menus. We think it makes it so much easier to manage your shows and episodes. And being able to mark shows and episodes as favorites, I think that's just, it was time to do a redesign and make things easier to do. We also added playback rates. A few of you let us know that we didn't have enough options for the playback rate. So now we added 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4 to the list in addition to the ones we already had. So, and of course, the playback rate can be set in show settings or app settings. So you can really customize how you playback each show. I do want to mention about the playback rate. It used to be when you changed it on the Now Playing screen that it would be remembered. Now that we have show settings and app settings, we felt that was going to get confusing because we didn't know if you wanted to edit the app or the show. So we don't set it anymore. It's a temporary setting. So once you go in and play an episode, it'll go to your show or app settings to set the initial rate. And then you can go in and change it from the Now Playing screen if you want to speed it up or slow it down. But it won't change whatever you specified in your settings. You got to go to the settings in order to do that. So I hope that makes sense. We thought about it, and it just seemed like a better way to do it, especially if you're going to have different playback rates per show. The progress bar, you know that's my favorite thing, right? Of course you do. Of course you listen to that episode. This is why I built the app. This is why I built the PlayBot app. That progress bar is a thing of beauty, and we just made it better. Scrubbing. Do you know what scrubbing means? I used that term the other day, and someone didn't know what I mean. Scrubbing is when you hold down on the progress bar, and you go left or right, and you move the cursor. You move the current position of the cursor. Well, scrubbing has gotten better. Scrubbing would always snap to each of the bookmarks you put down. But then I was using the app. And again, one of the reasons I created this progress bar was because I always wanted to see where I left off, what I've listened to. And this happened the other day when I was in the car. I must have hit the phone and skipped ahead 10 minutes, but I didn't notice. When I finished listening to the episode, I was like, wait a minute. I didn't listen to this whole chunk. And that got me thinking, well, when I'm scrubbing, you know, it's great to snap to bookmarks, but wouldn't it be great to snap to the end of all these listened areas, like that whole part where I missed the 10 minutes? So here's what we did. We always snap to bookmarks first, but if you're scrubbing, we now snap to the end of any region that you've listened to. Does that make sense? So really what it does, it makes it easier to continue where you've left off. It doesn't snap to the beginning of a listened range, okay? Because you already listened to it. It's snapping to where you stopped listening. So again, it snaps to the bookmarks first, and then it'll snap to the end of these listened areas. And that's something I personally wanted. Because I found myself wanting to continue where I left off and the cursor wasn't there. And I was just like, you know what? We should treat that kind of like a bookmark. We just scrub up to it and snap. Goes right there, right to the end of it. And so you can just continue where you left off. I think that's a great addition. Again, I love that progress bar. It's my favorite thing. I hope you do too. A few more minor things on the settings screen. We added a reset button to the toolbar. And what that does is just resets all your settings back to defaults. If you're in the app settings and if you're in show settings, it just clears them all out. So it's just a real quick way to basically take your show settings and delete them all. So it'll fall back to your app settings. A few minor things. We changed the bookmark button to be a bookmark. It used to be a heart. But now that we have favorites for shows and episodes, we wanted to make sure that the bookmarks were different. So we changed that icon to reduce the confusion. One more thing I want to mention is we added a share app button to my podcast screen. You know, it's funny because I told someone to download the app the other day, and then they called me on the phone and said, "Yeah, this is great. How do I share it?" I'm like, "What are you talking about? Like, how do I share the app?" I was like, I thought we had 1,000 ways to share the app. We do. You can long press the show and share the show, and then it'll provide a link to the PlayaPod website in addition to your show name, your episode name, this and that. You can do it from the settings screen. So we added a share app button to the My Podcast toolbar. So now you can help us out. And I kind of saved this for last on purpose because a lot of you have asked, what can I do to help? Well, this is it. Share the app. Tell people about it. And thank you for using PlayaPod and helping us make it the best podcast app in the world. Thanks for listening. See you next time.